Hey there, everybody. It's Deborah Brownell back at it with episode 5 of the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. And today I've got some really exciting updates to share about your favorite social media platforms. Plus, I'm going to start exploring some fun facts and stats for you and provide some interesting marketing related news that you definitely will not want to miss. In case you find today's episode helpful, make sure to subscribe, like, and comment on your favorite podcast platforms, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or even Pandora. Every single interaction you make helps support this podcast, and it keeps me fueled to bring you even more amazing content coming soon. Now, for the first part of this podcast, I am going to dive into popular platform news. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Did you hear about Twitter? Our old friend Elon Musk just changed the platform's branding from the infamous bird to now X. Even the app on my phone has already changed, and Elon also shared that they're working on a feature allowing users to publish full-blown articles on their profiles. It's designed to let you share long, complex pieces, even books if you want. Now, to me, that's a pretty creative way to share your thoughts and expertise right from your Twitter, or should I say X account. If you're a small business owner who loves to write, this could definitely be a great way to showcase your knowledge and engage with your audience on a deeper level. Switching gears to Facebook or Meta, they're pulling some inspiration from TikTok, actually, with a new, quote, For You feed. This section will be populated based on your interests and engagements on the platform. So, if you're a business owner not already utilizing videos or reels on Facebook, now is going to be the perfect time to start. LinkedIn, meanwhile, reports a record session engagement growth of 12%. It's a total opportunity for those of you to network and share your industry knowledge more effectively. Always remember that your LinkedIn presence can do wonders for your professional branding. And if your business needs to stay in front of professionals, LinkedIn may be a positive avenue that you may want to consider leveraging. And let's not forget about TikTok. They've been adding a actual new family member to the family called TikTok Shop. It's a new priority for them to help support creators on the platform, and it actually may just be the perfect place to showcase your products. Plus, with the new text post format, you've got more ways than ever to connect with your audience. So what do you actually think about being able to post on TikTok using text instead of video? I definitely think it'll be a trial basis initially, but I'll definitely be curious to see how top creators will leverage this new feature. Now, if you're just getting started with TikTok ads or haven't done them at all, they've actually launched a handy starter guide to help you create your first ad campaign. And it's definitely worth a look in case targeted advertising on TikTok is something you've been considering, especially if your ideal audience uses TikTok on the daily. Lastly, YouTube is improving its community tab, including a new quiz feature. Now, while some of you may not even know that this section even exists on your YouTube channel, it actually allows a channel to post images, videos, and other content to help keep your audience engaged on top of your regular video posting. However, with this new quiz feature, it could definitely become a great way to engage your audience and maybe even learn a little bit more about them. All right, so before we dive into my next segment, I want to remind you to hit that subscribe button if you're enjoying today's podcast. Your support is what keeps this passion project of mine going, and I couldn't do it without you. Now we're going to dig into some fun facts and stats this week that I have pulled out. Did you know that e-commerce businesses spend 20 to 30% of revenue on paid ads? Now that's quite a significant chunk, which only emphasizes the importance of strategic and targeted advertising. So whether you've considered running ads on Meta, TikTok, LinkedIn, Hulu, Netflix, Spotify, and other streaming channels, paid ads can bring a big boost of exposure to your business or service rather quickly. But keep in mind that the content you use and the strategy behind who you are targeting will be the key to your success. And here's another fascinating stat for you. 92% of Gen Z women say that their beauty and wellness routines are influenced by online creators. So, if your business is in the beauty and wellness sector, you may want to start collaborating with influencers and creators to help grow your brand. In my eyes, the influencer strategy is the new word of mouth, since most people trust the opinions of those you love and respect. So, why not put together an influencer strategy to see if it can actually help you get in front of more customers? Just something to think about. And what about today's streaming habits? While millennials still prefer streaming TV, 61% of Gen Zers actually enjoy user-generated content even more than streaming. This could be an excellent opportunity for your business to connect with a younger audience through putting out relatable, authentic content. So really take the time to dig into who your audience is and put together a plan to leverage the platforms that your audience uses most frequently. For the third segment of this podcast, I'm going to dig into just a couple interesting news pieces that I found that might be applicable. Maybe you can learn something from. First, I wanted to talk about the U.S. economy. It's actually showing some promising growth during quarter two with a 2% rise in GDP. Consumer spending is changing with fewer clothes purchases, but an increase in spending on recreational goods and vehicles, as well as financial services. So what does this mean to you? As small business owners, you should definitely keep an eye on these trends and adapt your marketing strategies accordingly. Now let's shift our focus to a little bit of tech news. An original 4GB iPhone was recently sold at an auction for over $190,000. Now that is some serious nostalgia value. Do you own any kind of vintage electronics or anything fun like a Walkman or, you know, another similar old iPhone? You may want to do a quick eBay search and sort by sold items to see what true vintage items have actually sold for. You might be surprised. Now, I want to share something that I'm really excited about. It's my weekly email newsletter that hits inboxes every Monday. My newsletter is the perfect companion to this podcast where I break down the latest marketing changes and news. But that's not all. I also pack in exclusive insights on strategies that you can adopt to gain more visibility for your business. Just consider it your secret weapon to stay ahead of the curve in the ever-evolving world of social media. It's free, it's informative, and it's designed to set your business up for success. To subscribe, all you got to do is simply click the link in the podcast description or just reach out to me for it. I'll make sure you are added to the list. And remember, while my newsletter sets your week off to a high note every Monday, you have this podcast waiting for you every Friday to wrap up the week. So let's make the most of this journey together. Okay, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode. As always, remember to subscribe, like, and comment if you'd enjoyed today's podcast and learned something helpful. Also, some exciting news. I've actually got a few spots open for new clients. So if you need someone to handle specific marketing projects or for full-time marketing management, never hesitate to get in touch and let's have a conversation. Until my next episode, keep learning, keep sharing, and keep making the world of social media a friendlier place. I'm Deborah Brownell, signing off for now. See you on the next one.